It's Wednesday, October 17th. I'm Paul Kingsbury with today's Idaho Sports Report. The statewide football media polls are out, and there was some movement in this week's poll versus last week's, but not a lot. There'll be two more weeks of polls after this one, concluding after the play-in games for the 3A, 2A, and 1As, and at the end of the regular season in the other three classes. Here are how things shook out this week in the 5As. Madison number one with 8 first-place votes, and Highland at number two with 4 place votes. That sets the table very well for Friday night's matchup between these two at Holt Arena. That's going to be a good game. At number three is Eagle. At number four is Bora, and tied to the number four spot, Rocky Mountain. Eagle, Bora, Rocky Mountain all play great games this weekend right here on idahosports.com, so tune in for those. Others receiving votes, Coeur d'Alene and Lewiston. In the 4As, Blackfoot number one with 10 of the 12 first-place votes. Middleton got 2 first-place votes, followed by Bishop Kelly at third, Skyview at fourth, and Lakeland at fifth. Others receiving votes, Bonneville, Pocatello, Century, and Minico. In the 3As, Fruitland stays number one with 7 first-place votes. Shelley, number two with 5. Number three is Gooding. Number four, Snake River. And number five, Teton. Others receiving votes, Weezer, American Falls, and Priest River. In the 2As, it's Firth at number one with 9 first-place votes. Number two, Declow with 2 first-place votes. Followed by number three, Grangeville, 4 Salmon, and 5 Marsing. Others receiving votes, Soda Springs and Westside. In the 1A Division 1s, number 1 Hagerman got 10 first-place votes, Kamei at number 2 with 2 first-place votes, followed by Grace at number 3 and Troy at number 3, both tied with votes, and at number 5, Butte County. Others receiving votes, Notice and Genesee. In the 1A Division 2s, Dietrich wrapped up all 12 first-place votes, followed by Lighthouse Christian at number 2, Garden Valley at 3, Cary at 4, and Castle Ford at 5. Others receiving votes, Salmon River, Deary, Kootenai, and Council. You can see how IdahoSports.com voted on each one of these by going to the media polls on IdahoSports.com. Soccer starts this Thursday. You can check out the brackets and times on IdahoSports.com. We went through all the matchups in yesterday's Idaho Sports Report, so I won't bore you with them again today. But you can go to Idaho Sports, check out the brackets, and we'll keep the brackets updated throughout the tournament. So make sure you check back Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to see who wins the state soccer tournaments this year. In hockey, the Idaho Steelheads are in Colorado this week, taking on the Colorado Eagles in 3 games. They kick off the series tonight at 7:05, and then play Friday and Saturday night again at the same time, 7:05. Good luck, Steelies. Don't forget to get your gridiron game picks in by 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, and make sure you log on Friday night at 10:35 p.m. for the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show. I'll be hosting the show live this Friday night from IdahoSports.com HQ. I have a lot of cool stuff planned, so don't miss it. 10:35 Friday night for the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show. Well, that's going to do it for today's Idaho Sports Report podcast. For executive producer Lauren Jensen, I'm Paul Kingsbury. Have a good one.